Hello, Stuart and Jody here at Carey Baptist Church here in Moulton. I'm back after a couple of weeks away up in Edinburgh visiting my mum, and I've caught COVID in the interim period, but I'm recovering from that now, so my voice might be a bit croaky, but past the contagious stage anyway. Let's commit this time into God's care in prayer. Let us pray. Father, we pray for this time of worship. I pray your blessing upon those who are listening online or listening on CD, that you would meet with them, that you would speak your word into their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our reading is from Psalm 119, verses 17 to 32. Psalm 119, verses 17 to 32. Be good to your servant while I live, that I may obey your word. Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in the law. I am a stranger on earth. Do not hide your commands from me. My soul is consumed with longing for your laws at all times. You rebuke the arrogant who are accursed, those who stray from your commands. Remove from me their scorn and contempt, for I keep your statutes. Though rulers sit together and slander me, your servant will meditate on your decrees. Your statutes are my delight, they are my counselors. I am laid low in the dust. Preserve my life according to your word. I gave an account of my ways, and you answered me. Teach me your decrees. Cause me to understand the way of your precepts, that I may meditate on your wonderful deeds. My soul is weary with sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word. Keep me from deceitful ways. Be gracious to me and teach me your law. I have chosen the way of faithfulness. I have set my heart on your laws. I hold fast to your statutes, Lord. Do not let me be put to shame. I run in the path of your commands, for you have broadened my understanding. Let us pray. Lord, as we continue in our series on hearing your voice in prayer, we pray that your Spirit would lead and guide these reflections upon your word, and help us to pray these words and hear from you, who are the living word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So we're now back to our series on hearing God's word. And we're in the third of our series. And this week we're looking at hearing God's voice in prayer, and especially the relationship between the prayer and the Bible, or how to pray the Bible. This week we're looking at Lectio Divina, which is Latin for divine reading, or sacred or holy reading. It is a slow meditative reading of Scripture that seeks to engage the heart as well as the mind. There is a place for the objective study of the Bible, which seeks to interpret what the Bible meant in its original context and what it means for us today. But today we're looking at a more devotional, subjective, heart-centered approach about what God wants to say to us personally through the words of Scripture, and see what words jump out at us, and then to run with that. Saint Ignatius of Loyola, the founder of the Jesuits, who use Lectio Divina in his spiritual exercises, says this about this form or approach of prayer. If one finds in one or two words of Scripture matter which yields thought, relish, and consolation, One should not be anxious to move forward, even if the whole hour is consumed on what is being found. In other words, don't rush. Take your time. It's a matter of quality, not quantity. The book on which this series is based, How to Hear God, A Simple Guide for Normal People by Pete Gregg, he uses the acronym PRAY, P-R-A-Y. Starting with P for pause. Pause before you start. Center yourself. You could use breathing exercises to help you calm down. But don't rush straight into prayer. Take your time and pause. And then the next letter, R, for reading and reflecting. Read through the passage once slowly, then read it again and notice what jumps out at you, which word or phrase grabs your attention. Don't analyze it too much. Just go with it, go with the flow. Trust that God is at work in your subconscious and there is a deeper wisdom at work, and that God, through the Holy Spirit, is bringing to your attention a certain word or phrase because he wants to show you or teach you something. The next word in the acronym is the A, as in P-R-A, A for asking. Then use this word or phrase as a springboard for a conversation or dialogue with the Lord and see where it takes you. The Bible here becomes the means through which we engage with the author of the scriptures, with the Lord, with God himself. And then the last letter, Y, is for yield. Yield to the things that the Lord has shown you, and then rest in his presence in silence, in contemplation at the end. Don't be limited, though, to following these steps in a slavish or legalistic way. You can jump around a bit and flow back and forth through the various steps. Don't sort of, it's just guidelines, not a law laid down for you. Now, this may all sound a bit theoretical, but I'm going to share with you how I have practiced Lectio Divina this week. I don't always make time or have time for this time of prayer. It's easier to do this when you're on retreat, where you're taking time aside to focus on meditation and prayer. And way back in 2005, which is now 17 years ago, doesn't seem as long as that, I did the full spiritual exercises, which was a 30-day Ignatian retreat. Now, that's not practical for most of us, but we can find time just to set aside half an hour for this time of prayer if we see it as a priority. In chapter 3 of How to Hear God by Pete Gregg, he suggests using John 15, verses 9 to 17 to meditate on. So I'm going to read this slowly. John 15, starting at verse 9. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. And so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command: love each other. This week, I intentionally made time in the midst of my studies and preparation for this talk to actually practice Lectio Divina, to pray and meditate slowly on this passage. So I'll share with you some of the fruits of my meditation, so to speak. The first time when I read this passage slowly, I was drawn to verse 16, where it says, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go bear fruit that will last." Now, specifically, what jumped out to me was the word fruit in verse 16. Now, this word fruit has a history with me. It is an old nickname of mine when I was a teenager and was in the Scouts in Edinburgh. I had a nickname called the Fruit or Fruit because I used quite fruity language and used to swear a lot. Although I used to say to my parents, it's because they called me the Fruit because I had lots of different coloured T-shirts, which was also true, but it wasn't the full truth in that sense. And as I prayed, I had a sense of God loving me, even then as that naughty, foul-mouthed teenager, loving and accepting me unconditionally. And it made me smile as that word resonated within me and I was reminded of who I was. Yes, I was naughty. Yes, I used fruity language. But I did have a sense that God still loved me and accepted me even then. And I just sat and meditated with that for a while. And it spoke to my heart and my condition. It's quite idiosyncratic how my relationship with that name being my nickname and how the verse jumped out to me, but I ran with it and it bore fruit in my relationship with God. The second time I meditated on this passage, I was drawn to verse 11 where it says, "I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy may be complete." So the word joy jumped out to me. And as I meditated, I experienced for a brief moment joy in my heart and felt a lightness in my spirit. To be honest, I was struggling that day, just coming back to work, so to speak, recovering from COVID and still worried about my mum in hospital a bit. And you know what it's like when you come back from a holiday, it's always a struggle in different ways. But for a brief moment, I felt joy in my heart and I cherished that moment and experienced that joy, even though it didn't last very long. It was a real encouragement in the midst of a difficult day. So here are two simple examples of how this form of prayer works and how it spoke to me. And I would just urge you to give it a go. Choose a short passage to meditate on, perhaps from the Gospels. John's Gospel is a good place to start, but any of the Gospels or some of Paul's letters or anything from your daily Bible reading that you come across, just use those passages. Some are more useful than others, but use your discernment in this. And if you want help or advice about how to pray in this way, I'd be only too happy to talk with you and to perhaps guide you through this way of prayer. But just have a go at it. Try it out. And I'm sure the Lord will meet you and speak a word to you in the midst of your lives and circumstances. So let us pray. Lord, help us to pray in a slow, meditative way, in a way that you can speak through your word into our lives. Guide us by your Spirit. Help us to do our bit to put aside the time and the space to meet with you in and through your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's move now into a time of prayer as we pray for others, and I'll leave spaces for you to bring your own prayers. This is my commandment, that you love one another. Loving God, teach us, your children, how to love your world, how to be careful stewards of your creation, how to be responsible for fellow human beings, how to show concern for justice and human rights. Loving God, teach us to love your world. Loving God, teach us, your children, how to love humankind, how to share with those who have not, how to show respect to each individual, how to pray, and how to serve. Loving God, teach us how to love humankind. Loving God, teach us, your children in Christ, how to love one another, how to be united in our trust in you, how to bear one another's burdens, how to help one another to grow in faith. Loving God, teach us how to love one another. Loving God, teach us, your children, how to love our neighbours, how to listen and show acceptance, how to be with them in times of trouble, how to let you speak and act through us. Loving God, teach us how to love our neighbours. Loving God, teach us, your children, how to love ourselves, how to accept your forgiveness, how to seek the good things you offer us, how to enjoy the love we receive. Loving God, teach us how to love ourselves. Loving God, we bring you all these prayers in the name of him who laid down his life for his friends, Jesus Christ, our teacher, Saviour and Lord. Amen. And I close with a blessing. So let's pray. Live in union with Christ Jesus as Lord. Be rooted in him. Be built in him. Grow strong in the faith. Let your hearts overflow with thankfulness. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you this day and always. Amen. So thank you for joining with us. Go well and God bless.